Prisons. Let's dig into it. You're listening to Lo-Fi Poli-Sci. Lo-Fi Poli-Sci podcast coming at you. Michael Pickering, your host here, talking about our famous question. What's going on in the world today? And today it's time for Tuesday's Top 10 List. Every Tuesday we look at global indicators and surveys to see what countries hold the top 10 rankings in particular categories. We take a look at things like GDP, largest country, smallest country, happiest countries, and more. And no worry, Lo-Fi listeners out there, we go over what each category means before we jump into the list. And today's list, the top 10 countries by incarceration rates, meaning countries that have the most people in prison. And our data come from the 2018's World Prison Brief from the Institute for Criminal Policy Research at the Birkbeck College of the University of London. And before you ask why, 2018? Well, because 200 countries in the world do not release these kind of figures every single year. But furthermore, this list ranks countries from number 1 to number 226. So it's not just countries. It's also about 20 territories that are included as well. But enough already. Let's jump into the list. The top 10 countries by incarceration rates. And coming in at number 10, the Philippines, with 215,000 people in prison. Number 9, Mexico, with 215,232 people in prison. Number 8, Indonesia, with 281,094 people. Number 7 is Turkey, with 281,094. Number 6, Thailand, with 311,605 people. Now to our bottom 5. And number 5 is Russia, with 473,843 people in prison. Number 4, India, with 478,600 people. Number 3, Brazil, with 759,518 people. Number 2, China, with 1,710,000 people in prison. And number 1, the country with the most people in prison in the world? A 5 count for you to guess. And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And the country with the most people in prison in the entire world? The United States of America, with 2,094,000 people in prison. Now, before you start going all cray-cray on me, I know. Just use an account of the number of people in prison in a country might be biased towards countries with larger populations. And this list most certainly reflects that, as these 10 countries have most of the largest populations on the planet. So, let's do top 10 countries by per capita people in prison. And in particular, how many people are in prison in a country per every 100,000 people in the population. That way we can throw out the argument about the size of the country, because we're taking that into account. The list, at number 10, Panama, with 420 people in prison for every 100,000 people in the population. Number 9, the Bahamas, with 442 people in prison per 100,000 people. Number 8 is Thailand, with 449 people per 100K. Number 7 is Maldives, at 499 people per 100K. Number 6 is Cuba, with 510 people per 100,000. Now to our bottom 5. Number 5, Rwanda, with 511 people in prison per 100,000 people. Number 4, Palau, with 522 people in prison per 100K. Number 3, Turkmenistan, with 552 people. Number 2, El Salvador, with 752 people per 100,000. And number 1, the country with the highest number of people in prison per 100,000 people? I'll give you a 5 count to guess. And 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And the country with the highest number of people in prison per 100,000 people, and the country with the most people in prison overall, are one and the same, the United States of America. With 639 people in prison per 100,000 people in the population, and over 2,094,000 people in prison overall. And that's not counting U.S. territories or juveniles that are incarcerated. So the number is actually higher. So the first thing we should notice, especially when comparing these two lists, is that there are only two countries that appear on both of them, Thailand and the United States. The second thing we should notice is that our lists are not geographically biased at all. And while our first list was biased by population size, Our second list is not. And while some of the countries on our list are hardcore authoritarian countries, others are democracies. Meaning, which countries lock up a lot of their people varies by other variables than your first glance may tell you. And of course, the question has to be asked, why is it that the United States is number one on both lists, while also claiming to be the greatest country in the world? Question mark. How does a country claim to be the freest, the safest, the best, the most biggest, wonderful, and yet, the U.S. government locks up more people than China and four times as many as Russia? Russia, with Vlad the Impaler Putin, doesn't lock up nearly as many people as the U.S. government. Now that's some bullshit right there. Now why is that? Why is it that the United States of America has some crazy statistics on incarcerating its population? Write in, people. I'm curious your thoughts. Because in truth, we all know there is not a single answer to this question. The fact is, there's multiple answers. It's a multifaceted issue. But now we need to ask that question we always come back to on any list. Why does this list even matter? And the short answer is, because you have to question the level of freedom in any country, enjoyed by any amount of people, if that country imprisons so many of its own. I mean, is freedom just another word for nothing left to lose? Write in. I'm curious your thoughts. And that's this Tuesday's Top 10 List. Interested in writing into the show? Follow us on YouTube, Instagram, myself on LinkedIn, email us, let your voice be heard. Always remember that Lo-Fi Poli-Sci is more than just me. It's the we that we be. Peace and well-being to all my human beings out there. Much love and always the best. Pickering, signing off.